Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Let's try that again. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
That's good. That's good. This morning, as we come to our confession of sin, I want to thank you for all your prayers for Joe and I. We've been in Indianapolis and the opportunity to share the gospel. And the reality is, folks, we all fail, don't we? But I want to talk to you this morning about what is it that God requires of us. We talked the first week about prayerlessness. We talked about the second week about carelessness or the sin of autonomy. And this morning I want to talk to you about the sin of faithlessness. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, Paul says this: "Let a man regard us as a man or as servants of Christ and as servants and stewards of the mysteries of God. In this case, moreover, it is required of a steward that one be found trustworthy." Now notice what he didn't say was required of a steward. He didn't say he was required of him to be good looking. Amen to that, right? Or highly educated. Or highly intelligent. Or wealthy. Or any of the things that America puts a high premium on, right? But what did he say was required of a steward? Of a Christian. That he be found what? Faithful. God is just looking for some faithful people that will simply take God at His word. What does it mean to be faithful? Well, obviously, I think first and foremost, it means you've examined yourself to see if you be in the faith. You know, Joe and I were traveling yesterday, coming back. We were joking about the fact that we're asking, are people on the team? Are they wearing the jersey? Are they even in the locker room? Do they know Christ as their Savior? R.A. Torrey was the man who believed that 90% approximately of all people in churches in America in the early 1900s who believed they were saved were not going to heaven. That's a high percentage, folks. And I don't want to talk any of you out of your salvation. That's not my desire. But my desire is to do what Paul said, to examine yourself to see if you be in the faith. Well, secondly, we must come to understand that if we're going to be faithful, that our time, our talent, and our treasure is not ours, but it is on loan from God. This is also very convicting. The fact that if we're truly believers, the Holy Spirit lives within us, and that we're called to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Not that we work for our salvation, because that's impossible, because salvation's all of grace. But if we're truly saved and the Holy Spirit lives within us, we've been called to work it out with what? Fear and trembling. And then to realize that our time, our talent, and our treasures, they're not yours. Does that convict any of you? It does me. That everything I have is not mine. It's on loan from God. And thirdly, if we're going to be faithful, a slave desires to please his master. I was sharing with Mark on this week that oftentimes that word that's translated doulos in the original language, we Americans have softened that word. We've made it to mean servant, but it actually means slave. Did you realize if you're a believer, you're a slave of Christ? You see, that term sounds so harsh in our culture, doesn't it? Until you realize we have a great master. One who went to the cross and suffered and bled and died. That you could have eternal life. That's the kind of master I want to serve. And I hope it's the kind of master you want to serve. I realize that not everyone can do street preaching. Not everyone can get out there and share the gospel as many people do. And it's fine. That's your gift and your callings. But I do want us to look at a passage this morning in Acts chapter 4. And I want you to ask this question. Do I have the same spirit that the early church had to share the gospel? In Acts chapter 4, verses 13 and following. "Now as they observed the confidence of Peter and John, and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were marveling and began to recognize them, though, because they had been with Jesus. Do people recognize that you have spent time with Jesus? And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they had nothing to say in reply. But when they ordered them to go aside out of the council, they began to confer with one another, saying, "What shall we do with these men? They're fanatics. For the fact that the noteworthy miracle has taken place through them is apparent to all who live in Jerusalem. And we cannot deny it. But in order that it may not spread any further among the people, let us warn them to speak no more to any man in his name." And when they had summoned them, they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you, rather than to God, you be the judge." And here's the verse, folks. "For we cannot help stop speaking of what we have seen and heard." If you're truly a believer, you can't stop but speaking of what you've seen and heard. And if Christ has made a difference in your life, you're going to want to tell others. The faithful deacon. I've shared this story before, but it so illustrates what I'm trying to communicate this morning. A deacon got up in the 1800s at a church. He didn't feel like going to church. It was cold outside. There was snow on the ground, kind of like we had this past winter. But he knew he had to go because he didn't know how he was going to be there, and he had to shovel the sidewalks. He was called to be faithful. So he got up and he went, and the pastor wasn't even there. So he had to preach the sermon that morning. And that morning he preached a sermon, "Look unto Jesus." And a young man by the name of Charles Haddon Spurgeon was there. And that morning, Charles Spurgeon got saved. Because one deacon was faithful. And my question this morning that I ask you is, are you faithful? Father, forgive us of our sin of faithlessness. And help us to remember we will stand before you one day, not to be judged for our salvation, because that is given through the blood and the grace of Jesus Christ. But we will give an account of our time and our talent and our treasure. And I pray, God, you would help us to be found faithful. That one day we could hear you say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." In your name we pray. Amen.